The Penn Museum in Philadelphia has laid to rest the first batch of skulls in its controversial Morton Cranial Collection. The remains of 19 black people who lived in Philly in the 1800s have been interred at Eden Cemetery in West Philadelphia. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports this weekend the museum will host a public memorial to those people.
The Penn Museum says those 19 people cannot be identified by name, only that their skulls were collected through unethical means by a 19th century scientist named Samuel Morton. The museum has begun a process of determining how and where to respectfully lay to rest over 900 skulls in the Morton collection. Their process has attracted criticism. A black descendant community and a group of independent anthropologists are doing their own research into the remains, saying the museum isn't trying hard enough to identify them and perhaps find living descendants. Pastor Wendell Mapson of the Monumental Baptist Church in West Philadelphia was part of the museum's community advisory committee. He says the remains need to be laid to rest sooner than later.
I understand the sense of outrage and the desire for accountability, but at the same time, let's not hold the remains hostage to racial or political objections.
The museum did decide to inter the skulls in above-ground mausolea should they need to be accessed if new information arises in the future. The interfaith commemoration for the remains will take place on Saturday at the Penn Museum, followed by a blessing at the cemetery. The public is invited to both. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.